2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 13 through 5:1. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Reading the Word of God. Will you agree with me tonight that we're all getting older? Will you agree with me then that we can't do the things we used to do? Not as many amens there is. You ever come to the place, and I know I have, a lot of times, where it seems that your get up has really got up and gone, that you can hardly move to the next step of life? I found it's awful easy, a lot easier also, to slide down a hill as it is to walk up one. I don't huff and puff coming down, but going up, it's hard to make. That tells me something that my father said some years ago, only he wasn't relating to this time of life. I never, ever hardly in my life wore a hat. Even if there was a blizzard, I never wore a hat. I remember my dad, I remember getting one with him from dad. And I still remember it. But I remember he said one day, boy, you wait till you're just 25 and you'll see a change come in your life. Well, I wasn't too worried about 25 and I'm not worried about 65. But I can guarantee you this, he was right in his thinking. The older I get, the slower I get. The older I get, and you know, don't we have this thing, oh yeah, I can run just as fast as I could in high school. You're a liar. You ain't even going to run as far as you did in high school. And so we know something about this tabernacle, this body. We know that it is really wasting away. Paul uses the word that the outer man is perishing. It's a subject of going down the road. And the longer you watch, the further the object gets away until it's unseen. That is the thinking of Paul, that life, as it goes on further and further down the road. The old outside man gets weaker and weaker, more feeble and more feeble. In fact, I thought about but didn't put in the message, some of us got more moving parts than a lawnmower. And it's because that we are aging. And Paul said some other words in verse 13. He said, but we have the same spirit of faith. And if you will follow that verse of Scripture, it will take you back, I believe, to the 116th chapter of the book of Psalms. And David said these words, I believe, and therefore I speak. Paul again revisits those words. And Paul said, because I believe, I speak. And he goes a little farther and he uses the plurality. He said, and because we believe, we speak. Those are strong words. but they have a great depth of meaning. What in the world did they believe? They believed in God. And Paul said, though the outward man is perishing, it's going down like the flower that come and are gone. It's moving swiftly like the weaver's shuttle that's so fast that it seems like life is just for a moment. And then it's gone. But David was saying this as he went through some trials and tribulations and things that he didn't really agree with concerning life. He was saying this, I believe that in whatever situation that I am confronted with, that God is able to see me through it. I know how it is as we get older and things begin to happen to us, that it's only by the grace of Almighty God that many times we're able to await to meet the day. And I know we've all had some hard times. We've all been to the place not believing that God's not there, but sometime believing, can I really, really move forward? And so Paul is saying to us that this man, though it is fading, that God will always be the enabler of the individual, regardless of where we are in life. And we have truly, in our age group, found that out, haven't we? I've heard Wilton say about us, and he mentioned sometime. And now there's a Dolores that went, and Clarence had surgery, but that God has been merciful and He's worked a miracle on us, and He truly has. But yet even that tends to bring us back a step or two, or hinder us from moving on in a sense the way we would like to. And so in 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul also said that we believe in that. That is why that we speak these things, because we believe whatever happens in life that God is able to pick us up and move us forward, and God is able to strengthen the inner man even though the outer man is weak. So we do truly praise God for that. And regardless of the aging, regardless of our weakness, I have found something that I am so happy about, that God still loves. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful God. That regardless of what happens to us in life, and we cannot do the things for God that we used to could do with greater speed, but we still do things for God because God strengthens us as we grow older. And I'm thankful for that, that regardless of how I am or what I am in life, God's in charge of it. And therefore, God is able to strengthen, and God is able to continue to love me, and God is able to continue to use me. And I'm not having a struggle with it, but I always am saying to myself, what are you going to do after July if you're still alive? And I just bow to this, that whatever it is that God wants me to do, I'll be doing it. And so we thank God for that, that even as we are getting older, we know that if we make ourselves available, that God is able to use us in many perspectives. I think about the fellow who I believe he's preached on the television for over 30 years, Reverend Hayden. Maybe you watch him sometimes on Sunday. And he has resigned his church, and he is looking forward to whatever it is that God wants him to do. And I know I will be like that, and God will not let us just stagnate, we'll call it, by the roadside. God will always use us because He loves us. And so we too are yet able to declare, even as we grow older, the loving kindness of God. And I believe more so than ever before, because as we get older and we need God to strengthen us more, and God provides it, then we see His loving kindness more than we did as young people. And we're able to move on in life. And yet I believe that though our bodies are facing deterioration. They are not what they used to be. But when difficulties come, it seems like to me that difficulties become a prodding rod. That's one thing they use on the cows, you know, that's electric, and they hit them in the rumpus and they move on because that prod, that charge of electricity hits them. And when we see our difficulties, then we're able to call upon God and able to just talk to God from as our friend. And we're able to talk to God and tell God, I'm not like I used to be. I can't do the thing, but I'll tell you what. Whatever I face in life, I'm going to have victory over. And I'm going to have that victory because God is going to see to it that I have that victory. And that's the way it is, I believe, with God. And so we know with surety that this tent that we are dwelling in is beginning to deteriorate. Now, she won't admit it probably, and I hate to say it in church, but she can get me at home. But Betty, once in a while here, she started looking here, and she said, oh, look, I'm starting to get some wrinkles here. Well, I tell her that's not mold, lady. That's just from the medication she's taking. But we can see this. But regardless of my circumstances and regardless of our circumstances, we know this, that we stand on the Word of God because He said it. I shall never leave you, and I shall never forsake you. And so God is there when we need Him to see us through. And so there is absolutely nothing we can do about this outer man that seemed to be perishing. And that's what Paul said. It gets older and it gets weaker, and some things take place that we wish didn't take place. But they do. And so we're unable to do anything about that. But Paul goes on to encourage. He doesn't stop there, and I'm glad he doesn't, because to say, you know, that the outer man is perishing, that doesn't sound like good news. But he goes on to encourage, but he says that God renews the inner man day by day. God strengthens the inner man that is able to motivate the outer man through life, regardless of our age group. And we need to remember something. The spirit and soul of the inward man is immortal. They will not deteriorate. They won't rust or squeak. But the outer man, it is, that Paul said, is perishing. It's going down the road to the end until the day when God calls us home. But what a wonderful hope that the inner man that is within us is constantly strengthened by God. Every day and every day, God again strengthens and energizes. He feeds that inner man, I believe. So God provides the inner man with the strength, the vigor that we need to move on. And I'm glad we have an inner man that prods us, because probably some of us would stop if we didn't know this, that our life for God, day by day, is led by the indwelling Spirit of God. That inner being that is there to help us in trial and tribulation that come upon us. But God is always there to strengthen again, to renew and to refresh and to revitalize us, that we're able to move on even in life. And so the promise of God is just as sure today as it was in Paul's day, that though in 1999 we all are moving further down the road age-wise with the outer man, yet we can claim the promise of God today just as Paul did, that the inner man was available and God was available to strengthen and motivate that inner man on us. And so I'm glad concerning that. Paul knew something, that by the law of nature, he would travel this road only so long. And you and I know that. When I speak to my kids or my wife or anyone else, if I say tomorrow or the next day or something on my mind, I always say, if I live that long, or if God tarried with me that long. And Paul knew that as he went down the way of life, that down here, somewhere, sometime, someplace, that he was going to die. But Paul wasn't afraid of death. He wasn't worried about death because he knew this. He knew that to die was to be present with the Lord. He knew that to die was more glorious than life. In fact, in one place he said, I'm kind of mixed up. He said, I'm between a twix here. I don't know what way to think. I have a desire to go and be with God. And yet I have a desire to stay. But then he listens to God, remember? And he says, but it is more beneficial or more fruitful that I remain. In other words, he had a desire. He wasn't afraid of death, regardless of how he was moving through life, because he knew that when we lay down the old outer man here, that the inner man leaves to be in the presence of God. Amen. And so he knew that, and so he wasn't afraid of that. And so we're aging. Life doesn't seem to come as easy as it did. But like Paul, we are confident that when we exit the outer man, we shall come into the presence of the Lord. And so the other day, maybe you've seen it, maybe not, but there was a program on television that I believe depicts sort of what Paul was saying about the outer man and the inner man. The program had people on it, and none of them were under 100 years old. And I believe the oldest, if I remember right, was 114. And I believe there was only one that was 100, and all the rest were older. But I listened to them as I sat there, and I thought, amazing how that people live. And I want to be honest with you. None of them looked over 80 to me. And yet I listened to what they said, and I believe it surmises what the message is saying. You see, God strengthens the inner man, but God is still concerned how we treat the outer man. And so, as I listened to them, it was amazing because every one of them, in different words, said the same thing. What do you contribute your age? And all of them, and I paraphrase, said this: I try to treat my body right, and I just let God do the rest. Isn't that wonderful? And I believe that's what Paul is saying to us. There comes a time in our life when we can't seem to do the flip-flop no more. It's hard. But as Shelby says, and I say this not for no reason except that God's concerned about the outer man, she depends and says to every woman, eat a lot of green stuff. And she's sincere. Are you sincere? And she's sincere. Now, she's sincere for a reason, and we all are different. Others of us are on some kinds of diet, probably all but Bob, and he can't wait till the garden gets ready so he can hoggish out in it. But we're sincere because we're concerned about the outer man that's deteriorating, and so is God. But more so, God is concerned about the inner spiritual man that lives in us. And it is that God strengthens, and that God motivates that. And he says something, and I paraphrase it. Compared to the inner fountain of strength for our momentary affliction. Paul said, our affliction are but for a moment. Compared to the glory that God has in store for us, forget about our affliction, because they're far outweighed by the glory that God has prepared. So Paul is telling us that, and how wonderful that is to know that if we are unable to arise come morning with the physical man, we will arise come morning in the spiritual man, or the spiritual man will arise. Let me say it like that. And so the glory that God has reserved for us is worth all of the suffering and all of the aging and things we go. Sometimes we don't think so. I know a lot of times why all of this? If you'd have told me 2 or 3 years ago that I'd be in this shape that I'm in, I wouldn't have believed you at all. You'd be talking nonsense, but here I are. And here I am. So we never know, do we? But Paul said, you know, even though tribulations and hardships come, and though life doesn't seem as easy as it used to be, remember this, that God has so much glory laid up that when we get there, they will far outweigh the affliction of our time here. They will be overshadowed by that fact as we depend upon God for our strength and our motivation in our everyday life. And so it does something that when we are afflicted, it motivates us in the right direction. First of all, it motivates us away from the evil that hurts us. It motivates us away from the things of the world, that we do not fall in love with the world. But most of all, it leads us to the place where we need to trust in God for healing. We need to trust in God for comfort. We need to trust in God for supplies. And we're able and willing to go to God. And so our infirmities moves us toward God. And we know this, that God will always be there to help us. What a joy and pleasure that is as we talk with those who are sick. So Paul makes it very clear that the outer man is simply wasting away. Of course, that's not so encouraging. Did you ever hear anybody say, poor thing, look at him or look at her. They're just wasting away to nothing. We've all said that, haven't we? In fact, I just heard it a couple of days ago. Someone was talking about someone, and they said, I didn't see them, but they was talking about them. And they said, oh, yeah, you went home and said, they've just wasted away to nothing. They're like a beanpole. And that happens to us. Or have you ever heard someone say, my, 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 look at the bags under them eyes. Have you ever heard anybody say something like this? Man, I'll tell you what, I carry more wrinkles than a prune. What are we talking about? We're talking about the old man aging process, aren't we? The outward man as we move through life, aging. And so the word used here is entropy, and what it means is to enter into or go backward to a primitive state. And when we go backwards, we're moving forward, and we say we're not going backwards. Well, we are, because when we reach the end of the line up here, Jesus said, or God said, and you will return from to that which you were made from, and that was dust. And so we do return to the primitive time in life as we grow older. And so that's what that word means when we're talking about the bags under our eyes, or the wrinkles that we're having, or the gray hair that's beginning to show. Somebody said, I think it was Melba said the other day as she was at the door, she said to my hair, is that your natural color? I said, it is if yours is. Age, that moves upon us. So God is concerned. Day by day and with each passing moment, listen to these words. Wilton will know them right off. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in the Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for weary or a fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deemed best. Doesn't that clear it up so wonderful? That God is in charge, and whatever God brings today and whatever God permits tomorrow, that God, it is within the will of God. And so the outer man is perishing, but God's love for us remains strong and the same. And I thought about it, and I tried to look the lady's name up, and I did find it in the encyclopedia, but it didn't say much about her, except to get another encyclopedia and go to hymns. And so when I got the hymns, all was there was her name. But I had some time ago read a few things about her, and probably you have too, and the song. But anyhow, these words bring inspiration to us, and the individual had to become handicapped at 30 years old before she was able to reach deep down within herself and pin these words. Her name is Charlotte Elliott. And she wrote those wonderful, wonderful words that we all sing. Just as I am, without one plea, but that his blood was shed for me. Oh, it doesn't make no difference. If we're handicapped in what direction? If we are getting wrinkled, if our hair is gray, He loves us just like we are. And so we trust in God for strength and the beauty of enhancement of the inner person. And we find that that vitality sometimes is courageous. It's contagious, the word I want to use. Have you said to me, and I have said to some of you, I feel so sorry sometimes when I go to visit some folks. That man, when you hear their trust in God, and then they tell you that they're totally leaning on Jesus, next thing you know, you're so inspired, you've been to a revival in a hospital room or a nursing home. And it's so encouraging to see the beauty that those who are much older than myself is able to see. I met a lady in Walmart the other day, and I know her. She is a relative to the Johnson. And she had to talk, and she was saying to me, she said, well, I've been ill a lot. My health surely hasn't been what it has been. And she said something about, I guess it's old age. And I said, oh, man. And I was serious. I said, I'll tell you right now that 74, 75 is not old. She said, preacher, you're lying to make me feel good. I said, well, how old are you? She said, I'm 84. 84. Name is Nellie, maybe in the north. Can't grab her last name. Her father was in the nursing home. We used to visit him some years ago before he passed away. But anyhow, the joy of talking to this woman, she is always elated. She's always happy. And she always mentions Daddy. And she said, Daddy, he hated God with a passion until his latter years. And then he fell in love with God. And then he had to have his legs amputated. And this happened and that happened. But you know, the day before he died, he didn't even know none of us. But he was singing spiritual hymns to God. The outer man truly perishing. But God strengthens the inner man day by day. What a joy it is to be in the present. Let me go on to close here. We remember when we speak about this tent, this tabernacle, this earthen vessel, this body. And though it's growing older, that yet it still houses the inner man, that spirit and that soul that causes us to move and causes us to think and causes us to love. And it does that every day. And so I wrote this down. I kind of like this. I said, the inner man is like a rechargeable power pack. He's like the Energizer rabbit. We just keep keeping on. Have you noticed he was still going, but they finally caught him? Have you seen that yet? And they changed his battery because they had a high power battery. And when they turned him loose, he didn't just shoot anymore. He took off. So I don't know what year it'll be when they catch him again, but the energize. And that's what God does to the inner man day by day. And so Paul says this to us. Don't lose heart. With all that's happening, don't get discouraged. Because what God will do for us, He will refresh the inner man. He'll revitalize that inner man. He will put His power into the inner man. And as long as God lets the outer man exist, we will be moved by the inner man. And Paul said, and God will renew that inner man day by day. Amen. And so, let us not get discouraged because you and I are living in this earthly tabernacle, but you and I know who've read the Word of God that we have a house prepared for us, not made with hands. And then he says something that sure touches our life. That's eternal in the heaven. That's waiting for us. And I praise God for it. As Sister Dolores comes, Brother Wilson comes, just a verse of song. I want to make a personal comment before we sing. I love God. I love to serve God. And I know God loves me. But you know, folks, that while I am here and I'm walking through life, I so many times thank God